Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Acting too quickly can obviously have negative effects. David Rosenbaum, professor of psychology at Penn State University, has coined the term precrastination for those of us who hit every task head on.
Do you answer emails as soon as you can, sometimes regretting what you wrote? Do you pay bills immediately, not earning the interest you could? Do you carry lots of groceries in one trip rather than fewer groceries in two trips? If you do, you precrastinate. I recently coined the word precrastinate along with Lan Yun Gong and Corey Potts following a chance discovery we made about walking and reaching. We discovered that people thought it was easier to pick up and carry a close object rather than a far object when they could pick up and carry either object to the end of the same walkway. By picking up the close object, they could get the lifting task off their mental to-do list as soon as possible. My colleagues and I define precrastination as the tendency to complete tasks or attempt to complete tasks as soon as possible, even at the expense of extra effort. Precrastination isn't always a bad thing. If you get things done promptly, you can earn a reputation as a conscientious person, and you can reduce the load on your working memory. Still, it's useful to be aware of the downside of precrastination. Answering emails too soon, paying bills prematurely, and risking spills or injuries may not be worth the price. By being aware of precrastination, you can answer emails responsibly, earn more interest, and stay safe.
That was David Rosenbaum of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.